1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Your organization, Ms. Bingham, is what? I'm sorry, dear. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's good to have you with us.
I want to thank you very much for having me on your program.
What is the organization is called Parents Who Are There.
Our organization, Phil, yes, is Parents Who Are There. And it is comprised of women who have primarily worked as caregivers, as nannies, as au pairs, and as people who have taken care of children while their parents are working or have taken business trips and this kind of thing. I worked for this family for 3 years, and Tyler was 9 years old when I was eventually fired by this family. I was not given any reason. They told me that my services were no longer required. And I went to see this attorney, this man, his name is Mr. Clendenin, at a legal service. And he told me they had no right to fire me.
Now, they gave you no reason, and as a result, you formed the organization Parents Who Are There as an umbrella organization of nannies, of these au pairs, as you say, people who take care of children to protect their rights. Is that, am I reading that right?
Yes, Phil. Many of us who work in this line of work, we have been with these children for a great many years. I was with Tyler for 3 years. I know women who have raised children since they were born. They did not give me a legal reason, the family that did let me go. They tried to deny my right as a parent to that boy.
Now, you're not related to this child.
No, I'm not related to him.
Why do you call yourself a parent?
Well, I have been that boy's nanny and babysitter for 3 years. I have spent more time with him than his own parent. Both of them work. They take a number of vacations. In fact, I had even asked the woman, the mother of this boy, wasn't she taking a little too many vacations? She told me to mind my own business. I told her I did not approve of her taking all this time. And I told her that I would like her to at least consult with me, and she told me to mind my own business. So I'm another parent to this child. I discipline the child the way I think is proper.
Well, they said something to do with the way you disciplined this young man, Tyler. Is that right? They let you go for that?
Well, they denied my right to discipline my child as much as they have a right. In fact, I think you can say, Phil, I have more of a right because, again, I'm around the child way more than his mother or his this boyfriend that she's with.
Well, this is the mother and father, right?
That I suppose they are. You know, it's very difficult to tell, Phil, here in this city particularly. She claims it's the husband, and he claims he's Tyler's father, but I have reason to believe.
Well, why don't you believe that what she's telling you is true, that the two of them are married?
Well, I will tell you that they work in, and I love to watch television. I love the films. But they work in the television business, and you don't know whether these people are living together or so on and so forth. And so as Tyler's parent who is there, I have the right to discipline that child as I see fit. And, you know, I will tell you the way that I was raised, my mother gave us a good old-fashioned licking. When a child was not doing the things a child was supposed to do, my mother gave us a good old-fashioned licking, and that is the kind of thing that corrects a child.
All right, so let me back up then, Clara, because what you're telling me is you were administering corporal punishment, spanking this child, and the parents didn't want you to do that.
Well, but they don't have the right to tell me what to do with my child. Because
why do you keep calling this kid your child? In other words,
I call the boy my child, Phil, because I have parented that child. I have been around that child. When you are a nanny or when you are a caregiver, and you put in the kind of time that we do for these children while the mother and her boyfriend or whatever she claims he is are off and they have their vacation in Mexico or whatever they do. And so the family owes me spousal support only from the standpoint that that's what the law calls it.
All right, so you are suing in the state of California for a spousal support. You want to be supported for the period of 3 years that you were a nanny to Tyler. Because your lawyer claims, if I'm getting this wrong...
Well, my attorney is claiming, and rightfully so, that as the mother to Tyler, I was, in point of fact, a wife. I was not a wife in the sense that it was a legal marriage, but I was taking care of this child. So I'm entitled to spousal support from this family. And when I talked to this Mr. Clendenin, he had the legal service.
Okay, that's your attorney?
Yeah, he's a man that answered the phone, and I talked to him. And he said that I have legal rights because I'm there for that child. And
all right, so you were spanking him, and you were given your walking papers.
Yes, because it's nobody's business of mine, because I've earned the right to be a parent. Okay.
When you say you give him a good old fashioned licking, what is that?
Phil, it is just what you do with a child. You get a switch off a tree, you get a ruler, you get a spoon, a wooden spoon, and you give that child a beating. You give that child a good whipping on the back of the thighs or on the back of the feet. And these people, and she claims she's married to this man, but I don't believe her, telling me I don't have the right. But I'm the child's parent.
All right, so you are making the claim that you are a legal parent of this child by virtue of the fact that you put in the time.
I'm more than the time. I put in the sweat. And I also tried to tell her, this mother. I said to her, in a very nice way, I said, I stay out of your business, you stay out of mine. I'm parenting that child the way I see fit. When you want to come here, and you're not out off doing your career or whatever you call it, then you can do it. But while I'm here with a child, you're not here. I'll parent that child, and I know it's very bold.
Well, it's not only is it bold. I don't think you're claiming that you're the parent of that child. You're going to have a lot of people say, well, obviously you're going to get a fight on it.
I know we're going to get a fight, but I know we're going to win because I earned the right. For when I hear that child walk in a room and say to me, hey, Clara, I've seen a movie and the man said this and that, and he used a four-letter word, I've got the right to smack that child's face just as much as his own mother does. I don't have to sit and listen to that mess. And that is my point.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're listening to Clara Bingham. Clara is kind enough to come on our program. Worked as a nanny in this family for 3 years and was summarily fired by the family. Their reason for firing you, I'm taking it, is that they don't feel you had the legal right to spank or slap that child, and you feel that you did. So you are applying for spousal support because you feel that as a de facto parent.
I am entitled to support from that family because I was a nanny and I was a parent of that child. Now, I know a great many nannies. They have worked for the same family for 10 or 15 years. You get a lot of these women. They hire a nanny, and they think they can fire her, and she's going to go away. Well, you know, you got this lady raising your family. You got this lady raising your children. I can tell you this, that somebody's going to take you to court. And I'm here to tell all the mothers and fathers out there that hire nannies or hire au pairs, that you had better allow them the legal right if they need to smack that child or whatever they have to do.
When you say smack that child, see, if I had a nanny or an au pair working for me, and I heard that you were going to smack the kid, I would fire you too.
Well, I would suggest, Mr. Henry, for your own financial well-being, then, that you don't even hire an individual, because what happens is, according to Mr. Clendenin, that I spoke with the legal service, that when you become the nanny and you've been with that child long enough, you become a de facto parent, and then you are allowed to deal with that child the way you see fit. And
but the parents aren't there; they're off working. You say that they're taking unnecessary vacations. I want to ask you, with all due respect to you, Ms. Bingham, do you feel that you have the right to walk up to this mother and say you're taking too much vacation time?
I certainly have the right to consult with her on how she's parenting. She can consult with me on how I'm parenting. But I'm not going to tell her what to do. I can suggest, you know. I would never say to her, for instance, I'm going to say this with all honesty, I would never say to her, you shouldn't be sleeping with all the men you're sleeping with. I would never say to her, you shouldn't be catting around and all that. Just as she should never say to me, you are not allowed to smack that child. I'd say, well, you know, he's my child too.
I'm taking it you're inferring this woman is morally loose.
Well, I don't think the man she's married to is her husband. I think it's some kind of boyfriend.
Well, the both of them have said they're mother and father and they're married.
They have said that, but they're television people. They work in the TV business down here on Fairfax. I just think that what she should do, if she wants to give her child a legacy, is to try to keep herself clean and disease-free so that that child can grow up and have a mother as he becomes an adult. Otherwise, she's going to continue to cat around, continue to sleep with all manner of men and TV producers and actors and all these people, and she's going to die of a disease that will eventually, I don't know if you heard about Al Capone, went insane. He went mad on account of syphilis, you know.
And, no, I understand that, man. I don't think that's a consideration. Let's just say, you know, for you to go up to the mother and say, don't sleep around because you might get syphilis and die and your kid won't, if you're talking about parenting, right?
We are talking about parenting, but this is all a part of that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Clara Bingham, a nanny with a family for 3 years, is now demanding spousal support, some kind of support money, because as the nanny, she feels she was with that child more than his parents and therefore was a parent to that child. Should not have been fired for, quote, smacking or spanking the kid, and should get some kind of financial support from that family. This is an interesting case, because if this woman wins in court, women who have been hired as nannies or men can now claim that they are a parent or a de facto parent to that child. It's almost like palimony, only with parents instead of lovers. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Because of that.
All right, did you tell one of the Tyler, did you tell him that he had to go to bed early one night because it was daylight savings time?
I'm sorry?
Well, the parents tell the story that they'd say the kid's bedtime is 8 and you'd put him to bed at 7 because you had a male friend coming over, is that right?
I had a great many relationships, Mr. Henry, that I developed over the 3 years that I took care of that child. I had a great many. Yes, I had a male friend. His name was Ralph, and we were very much expecting to be married before this family turned me out in the street. And I would tell the child, this is all part of the discipline, though.
Well, they said it was bedtime was at 8. You put him to bed at 7.
Yes, I put him to bed at 7 because I did not think that 8 o'clock was the right time for that child to go to bed. I felt 7 o'clock was better, given the fact that, yes, I was going to have company, and the fact that the child had been, in my opinion, was becoming very bothersome. The child's presence for me that on that particular day was a nuisance to the other things that I was needing to take care of. I had just met this gentleman. I was cooking a baseball steak, and this child was in the way. But that's the way it is for mothers sometimes.
But the bottom line here is that you claim to be this child's mother, at least this child's mother for 3 years, and therefore deserve financial support.
Without question, Phil, I think nannies all over the world, but especially in this country, should now rise up and take the financial, what is coming to them financially, and no longer be allow themselves to be fired and be told what to do, because you are a parent. And if this woman's sleeping around, like I said, she can do anything she wants. They're her ovaries. But I will tell you that I have seen with my own eyes when I worked at the Veterans Administration Hospital what gonorrhea can do. And I think that...
All right, but you're getting into the morality of the mother now, and, you know...
If she wants to tell me how to treat her child, I can tell her, you know. So this is my child, too.
Well, that's the crux of our debate here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Leah. Leah, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
What's her name?
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, my name is Clara.
Anyways, your name should start with a letter B and rhyme with wit in my book, because you know what? If you laid your finger on any of my relatives or any of my nieces and nephews,
He's my relative, too, you see.
What?
If you hire me as a nanny, you make me his mother.
I wouldn't hire you.
Well,
first
you
of
would,
all,
but that
are you licensed?
Did. That family.
Are you
did.
A licensed child care provider? Where did you get your license
that
from?
That's none of your business. You know.
Oh, it is
my
business.
Well, no, wait a minute.
You're on the radio for everybody.
If you got an organization here called Parents Who Are There,
That is not the point. The point is nannies all over America have been raising the children of women like this lady here, and they get turned out in the street, and they've been a member of the family, and they have raised those children. And what do they get? A wife gets spousal support if she gets divorced, but a nanny gets nothing. And I can tell you, now this is a concept, Leah, if you allow me, Leah, if you allow me, this is a concept you don't understand.
No, don't talk over me, lady.
No, I would tell you, you don't understand this concept.
No, you don't understand how to take care of children properly.
I absolutely
Who told
do.
You to put your hand on somebody's child? That's not even your child, first of all.
That's
and
the way I was raised.
You don't have no right
That's
putting
the way
your hand on somebody else's
That
kid.
Was the way I was raised. I will smack that child.
Yeah, and you were raised jacked up, too, lady.
Well, you know, I feel sorry for your children because they obviously
have
some...
No, I feel sorry for you.
Project mother.
You sound I have a college education.
Well, you might have a college education, but you still sound like a project mother.
No, you sound like an idiot for raising your hand calling somebody else's kid yours. You didn't give birth to that child.
Well, guess what? I took care of that child, didn't I? And the mother wasn't there while she
died. You abused that child.
And everything like that.
Have you ever taken any child development courses, child psychology? Who the hell told you it was your right to raise your hand and strike a child?
Have you ever put carpeting on your cement floor, or are you just going to live on that cement floor? You see, that's the same thing.
What?
I said, in the project you live in. Do you put carpet?
I don't live in no damn project, lady. Where the hell do you live at? Outside somewhere?
I tell you right now, I live in a very nice home. And
yeah, right. You
spouse,
probably don't even have any damn curtains on your windows. You're a
support,
bum.
I'm
you probably have dirty feet.
All right, all right. See you later. See you later. It's a ridiculous conversation. 1-800-449-8686. And Ms. Bingham, with all due respect, I think you started it by calling her a project mother.
No, Mr. Henry, that lady began to personally characterize me, saying I got no right to touch my own child. And
you keep calling this boy your own child. By virtue of the fact that you took care of him for 3 years, he's your child.
I took care of that child when he was sick. I took care of that child when he was healthy. And where was his mother? She was down in Mexico with a new actor. She over here, she over there, going off to the doctor to get her penicillin treatment. And
basically, you're saying this mother sleeps around. You're characterizing the mother in a negative way. The mother is not here. She's not here to defend herself. I don't know that it's right for you to do that.
No, she's not here to defend herself, Mr. Henry, because she can't. But let's take her out of it for a minute. Let's talk about the father. This man who claims to be the father. I think this man is a merchant marine. I think he lives in San Pedro. I think he's just off the ship, and he's about ready to get back on another one. I don't think this man is...
Is he around much for this boy?
Well, that's my point. No, he is not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over here to Julie. Julie, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
What's this woman's name again?
Okay, if anybody asks that one more time, her name is Clara. Clara.
Okay.
You got it?
Sorry about that. Clara.
My name is Clara.
Yeah, I just...
Okay, I think that you need to understand you are not this person's child. You're not a biological parent, okay? You do not have any rights like that.
Well, I don't know where the legal, the law states that if you are taking care or being a member of a family, then you are entitled to the financial remuneration of that family. Now, if I take care of your child while you are off at your job or you are off at the free clinic, you know, getting
a shot. I wouldn't hire you.
Well, that's fine. But the point is, you may hire another nanny someday, and she's going to ask for the same kind of financial consideration.
Well, you need to realize you're in the wrong profession.
You know what I think?
You're not the right person to be a nanny.
Well,
you cannot put corporal punishment on somebody else's child.
This is what we're
you
talking about.
You have no right to that child. And you know what?
You're slapping the child.
No, I'm slapping.
And you know what? These parents should be suing you for child abuse.
They can't sue me for child abuse because that's my own child.
Well, then the state needs to do it. The Child Protective Services need to step in and sue you.
First of all, that's
you are completely out of line.
I have the right to slap that
child's
face.
Good Lord.
Oh, your child? What about my child?
Do you have a child?
Yes, your child. If I'm taking care of your child, he's partly mine.
No, now, you're not.
Yes, I
wouldn't come near my child.
If I felt it was right, I would have to smack your child's face.
Oh.
If he is using the kind of language that I hear from a lot of these white children, I would have to do something like that. But again...
Do you take care of children in black families?
Ordinarily, I don't, Phil, no, because it does not pay as well, to be quite honest with you.
So the white kids are the ones with the dirty mouths.
I hear a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, they're racist, too?
No, I'm just saying that the way you people raise your children, you know, they tend to use a lot of four-letter words.
The way that we raise our children.
And if that child came up to me with F this and MF that, and my mother just put a D in herself, I would smack that child's face until he became a black cat.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that you're saying
that. Are you telling me that you would not want me to do that?
Oh, God, you're an older woman.
Hold on. 1-800-449-86. Smack his face till he became a black child. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, that was by way of marking that when a child, Mr. Hendry, gets out of hand.
And by the way, we're back on the air here with Clara Bingham. Number 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Bingham is with Parents Who Are There, an organization of nannies. The people who are the part-time or sometimes full-time caregivers to children when the parents are working or the parents are otherwise engaged, you have these individuals who come to your home and watch your children. You lived with this family, right?
Yeah, I did. I lived there 3 years, Phil. And as a result, I became a part of that family.
So you're there 24 hours a day with the child most of the time?
I would say I was with that child 95% of the time. When his parents were not, as I said, working or, socially engaged or whatever. And I certainly don't see how his mother can talk about me. I did not approve of a lot of the men that I saw come into that house.
All right. Let's get back to this cookie jar incident.
No, there's no incident. The child was told to stay out of the cookie jar. Because we had made, it actually wasn't cookies, we had made some fruit cake, and we'd also made some cinnamon cake. And I told him you could have it for your dessert.
Now, you have an air horn that you got from the Air National Guard, right?
Because my son was in the Air National Guard. My son is now a pilot, a commercial airline pilot. But he had an air horn that we had in the garage. I bring this, and I used it as... if you've ever read anything about some of the psychology techniques that they use over in Russia, and Pavlov dog and this.
Yeah, I know Pavlov's dog was a dog that was trained by way of stimulus. But to blow an air horn, and we got the tape there, Bud?
Yeah.
This is...
So when the kid was in the jar, you would walk into the kitchen.
I would walk into the kitchen, and then... Yes, I would surprise him.
Go ahead, and this is what the boy would hear.
Now, I can tell you that sounds a lot worse than it is. And what that does is, I'll tell you what it does. Like my mother used to say, it puts the fear of Jesus Christ running right through you. I mean, from the top of your head, down through your bowels, right out your feet. And you've got your hand in a place where Clara told you not to put it. And now here comes Clara. And now it's my turn. See, now you're on my dime. See? You can put your hand in the cookie jar all you want, and you can do anything you want, but now we're on my dime, all right? I put the quarter in the phone.
Play that again, Bud.
And I can tell you, when a child hears that, Katie, bar the door.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Danelle. Hello, Danelle. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I have a question for Claire.
Yes.
Did your employer,
yes,
the lady, approve of your discipline method?
No, she did not. We had disagreements over how Tyler was to be disciplined, in much the same way that a mother and a husband will have those disagreements.
But the difference is you're a paid employee.
Well, I'm also part of the family. Living in that home full-time, 3 years, being with the child 95% of the time. No money in the world, I think, adequately compensate the kind of contribution you make to a family.
Okay. For instance, with that train of thought, if I was to hire a maid and she cleaned my house for 5 years, then I sold it, she's entitled to a percentage?
No, because she is a worker. I'm taking care of a child.
But you're still a worker. You're hired help. You're an employee.
No. I'm not. I'm taking care of a human being. I'm not dusting a table.
They didn't pay you. They didn't hire you for a specific job.
If you call the care of a child a, quote, job, then I have to sit down with you sometime and ask you about what being a mother is. That's not a job. That's love. That's concern. That's watching out for the child's safety. And, yes, if they go to that cookie jar, you put the fear of Jesus H. Christ in them.
But if I hired you to do a job just to raise my child, and you were in
the
way I didn't approve of, then I would let you go and find someone else. You know, that would do things the way I hired you to do.
Well, I understand, but most mothers don't really see raising a child as a job. It's more of a career. It's an avocation. It's a love. You must have love to do it.
You did it for free. Because you love it so much, you did it for free.
I'm glad I explained that to you.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. You were a hired employee.
It doesn't make any sense to a woman.
You worked in the job they required you to do, and they let you go. They fired you. That's what happens.
Well, yeah.
But you don't do your job.
Yeah, well, I know, because you think children are a job.
No, I don't think children are a job.
If you ever have a job.
But when you hire help, help raise your children because you can't do it because of circumstances.
You know what?
I mean, your personal opinion of your employer doesn't matter.
Well, Danielle, I have to tell you that if I saw you coming down the street. Good Christ.
Well, what does that mean?
Sorry for you.
Well,
I don't know what that means. I'm trying to understand her side of it.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
I don't think you have the intelligence.
Well,
you sound really intelligent on the show. You really do. I mean,
I
sound like a nut. And I'm really trying to understand.
All right, well, then you hang up the phone.
I'm not attacking
you.
You're attacking me.
No,
I'm asking you questions.
I explained myself to you, but now you're beginning to tighten my jaws. See?
I'm what?
You're beginning to get my, my permanent. You're getting up into my permanent.
I'm sorry. I mean, a lot of people don't agree with you.
No, that's all right, Danielle. But
I mean, understand that. So
you sound to me like one of those white women that's got a little bit of I don't know what you want to call it, maybe just a corn cob shoved someplace.
And how would you know that? See, that's what I'm saying. You should have been fired.
Can I ask
you a question? I haven't attacked you one time.
No, I know that. I know that, darling.
And you're attacking me. What is your beef? Is it just white people?
You just don't understand what I'm saying, so how do I get through
to you? I do understand what you're saying.
No,
it doesn't make sense.
No, that's
because you
don't
understand. I'm sorry I disagree with you, and that makes you so angry that I don't agree with you.
You just don't understand it. That's why it doesn't make sense. You don't understand.
You don't understand. You're a hired employee not doing your job the way they want it done.
You think that raising a child is a job, and I'm trying to tell you, you're tightening my weave. And what I'd like you to do
what about daycare
is
workers?
Visit a
daycare
psychologist
they take
or someone,
care of children during the day.
And he could get some ice tongs and pull that thing out of your ass. And
all right, now easy here.
No, the lady
I don't understand why she's attacking me. I'm asking her serious questions.
I don't understand.
And all she's doing is throwing rocks at me, and
I don't understand.
I appreciate all the things, but she won't.
I don't understand.
Have a good night.
If she says that one more time, I think I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to make her. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to peel the freckles off her ass.
All right.
Phil, I just want to ask this one thing. Is she for real?
Let's go over to Kirsten. Kirsten, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay. Is this Clara?
Oh, my God. You notice these are all white women calling because they're the ones that hire all the nannies, so they're concerned.
Is this Clara?
Yes, dear.
Hi, Clara. This is Kirsten, and I just I commend you for the 3 years that you've put in with this child. I have a child of my own, but I don't take a paycheck to raise that child.
Exactly.
And so,
although when you divorce your husband, you're going to expect spousal support.
No, please.
No,
please
don't
interrupt
me
until
you don't understand.
I'm done talking, okay?
You get spousal support if you get a divorce.
Please
so you are
please don't interrupt me.
You
no,
are
I'm done
working a job. You are working a job that you get money for because if you get a divorce, you get spousal support. Now, are you going to say to your husband you don't have to pay me? I don't think so.
Can
How
I
do you like me now? But you got to admit
say?
I made that's 2 points for me. You got to admit that.
You're going to have to stop interrupting everyone so you
I just shut you down.
No, you didn't shut your door. You shut your own door.
I shut you down. I shut you down. I did.
Is that
I just
what it
told
is for you?
I just told you that you get paid when you divorce your husband. So it is a job.
Okay. First of all, let's get rid of the divorce thing because that is split up. Okay?
I got you so bad. I nailed you.
You can just walk away.
You don't think you got smoked.
You got fired.
You don't think you got smoked. You don't think you got smoked.
You got fired from doing a piss poor job of being a nanny.
All right. Time out. Did I smoke you or not?
Will you forget about whether you smoked her?
I can't hear hear you.
Kirsten, I want to say time out on the floor.
Okay.
All right, it's 2-0, Clara. Go ahead.
Okay, Clara?
Yes.
All right, Clara. If you don't interrupt me, I can finish this. I'm trying to say
I have
a child of my own, and I'm raising him, and I gave birth to him.
We got to take a commercial break.
All right, hold on for a minute, Kirsten. I'll talk about whether we're taking a commercial break. You don't. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't think that race has anything to do with it. I don't think you should bring that up.
But, Mr. Henry, that one white woman...
When you're telling that white lady she's got a cob wedged, when you're saying things like that, it's unnecessary.
But she had that very monotone, that hillbilly thing. It reminds me of so very long ago. If I could just tell a very brief story, Mr. Henry.
All right, but we got to get some phone calls on the air.
All right. It reminds me of so very long ago when I'd be traveling cross country. And at that time, I was with a church group. And we would stop to get... a sandwich or something like that, a cup of coffee or water, and gas up the car. We go into these stores, and there would be a woman standing behind the counter. And she'd be about 5'2", and she'd be very heavy set. And she'd have that pasty, you know, that freckle face kind of Irish look. And she had that kind of strawberry blonde hair all pulled back, you know, like she wanted to, like she's some kind of German. Wheat maiden or something, you know. And she'd be staring you up and down as you go down the aisle. You come up to her, her jaws are all tightly set. And I bet you, and I said it, and I didn't mean anything by it. I said, I bet you got a sphincter on you. You couldn't even get a wheat through that thing. It's all just... I said, I bet every time you fart, it sounds like this. You know. Hello?
Ma'am, I don't think you're scoring any points here.
Well, Mr. Henry...
I just think you're characterizing people in a very negative way.
Well, I can tell you, I'm a mother. I love that child. And when you walk up behind a child that's in a cookie jar and you go... kiss my black...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Kirsten. Go ahead, Kirsten. I'm sorry, we didn't have enough time for you. I want to bring you back.
No, that's okay. Claire, you are nuts. You are not his mother. So quit calling you his mother. You never bore that child. You never gave birth to that child. You never risked your pain with that child.
Yes, I did,
you are not that kid's child. So you are not the child. That's why you got fired. You're a horrible mother and a horrible nanny.
Oh, you just called me a mother then. So you admit that I was a mother.
No,
so you admit
you,
I was... There you go.
Of your own.
All right, time
and
out.
You beat him too.
4-0, Claire. I just
crazy.
I just sank another one. I just put another one in the peach basket.
If that's what you like to think, that's great. You're never going to win your case because you're crazy.
I have a lawyer that tells me I got a very good case because I raised that child 95% more. What do you call a woman who's with her child 95% more than you are?
That's not your child, okay? If you got a paycheck for raising a child, that's not your child.
I got a lawyer tell me different.
I don't get a paycheck to raise my child, do I?
I got a lawyer tell me different.
I raised my child because I love him.
I got a lawyer tell me different.
I chose to have him.
Well, you say you love him.
I want to love him.
You say you do.
And I go to bed and I kiss him and I pray with him every night. But that's not what you do. You earn a paycheck, and for the last 3 years, you've got a paycheck, raise that child, and now that you're not getting a paycheck,
right,
you're ticked off.
Mr. Henry, I want the record to
that's
show.
That's what I have to say, so
hold on,
thank you.
Hold on. The record should show. She says she goes to bed with her child. I just heard her say it.
Well, wait a minute. She said, what did you say, Kirsten? She hung up.
Of course she hung up, because she just said she beds her own child.
I think she said, you know...
You know what, Kirsten, if you're out there, and I know you are... Oh, swish. Oh, yeah, nothing but the bottom of the basket. Yeah, soft as a baby going to bed. 6-0, Clara. We'll take time out for this word from the NBC television network. Word up to your mom.
All right. Good for you. 1-800-449-8686.
No, you have to talk to these people like this.
All right, hold on. Anna Marie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Clara.
Hi.
Yes, how are you there?
When... You were hired to be a nanny for this child. The parents instructed you not to discipline. They did not want you to physically discipline this child, but you went and did it anyway.
Well, how do you know that? How do you know that?
I'm listening to the show.
No, did you? How do you know they said anything to me when I first went to work for them?
Well, that's a good question. Did they tell you?
I told them, because I said to them, look, I've been with this child 3 years now. I think I know what's best. They, on the other hand, aren't even around 95% of the time. Now, you sound like an intelligent woman. I know you can get that. Because
I understand, but if I had a nanny taking care of my kids and they touched my kids in any way, slapped them, beat them, whatever,
right?
I would do the same thing, Clara. You deserve to be fired for what you did.
But That
you
woman
went
around.
You were hurting your child.
Yeah, but are you around your child most of the time?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Right, okay, what if you weren't around your child 95% of the time? Then Clara takes over. Ooh.
No!
2 points for Clara.
Will you stop it with that air horn? Because it's really childish.
I made a very good point there, Mr. Henry. Somebody's got to give me credit.
Now, Clara, I raise my children.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I do hire babysitters to take care of my children when...
Yes.
When my husband and I need to go out or if we're at work.
But what if you are not around most of the time and 95% of the time you had a nanny there? Then what? Yeah.
Bottom of the net.
Okay. Hold on, Anna Maria. I want to get back to you. 1-800-449-8686. I need this caller to understand that, you know, sort of humiliating the callers, the person you're talking to, is not the way to win an argument. 1-800-449-8686.
We'll take time out.
Yeah.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not wearing any clothes right now. That's one of the things you do at Burning Man.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Clara, one more call. We do have a gentleman named Jerome who does agree with you. Jerome?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. You're on
with
Sarah
Phil,
Bingham.
I just want to say here, I've been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you.
You remember the fella we had on about 2 weeks ago that wrote the book about America? About wishing blacks would stay in Africa. You remember that?
Yeah.
Who am I talking? This is Clara. Is
okay,
it Jerome?
This is what I want to say this here.
Jerome?
I am a well-to-do man here in Memphis, Tennessee.
You are a wonderful man.
Okay, let me tell you something. What she doing, I take my hat off to her.
God bless you.
I am a 20-year ex-Marine. Okay?
God bless
discipline
you.
Discipline is what... If you don't want this lady to take care of your kid,
you
stay your
to,
ass at home and take care of your own kid.
What about an air horn?
You hear that?
Stick that right up that kid's ear.
See what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
If look, I got 3 kids.
Yeah, go ahead.
Me and my wife.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.